shepherd be crucified on the cross of Calvary. Let his hands be pierced, his feet be pierced. Yes, let the soldier come with a spear and pierce his side. Let the wrath of heaven descend upon him, so that he could say in a greater measure than ever Job was saying, the arrows of the Almighty are in me. The poison whereof drinketh up my spirits. His father hiding his face from him, and the Jew
from the Zion, Mount Zion, from the church, wherever she be, the gospel going forth, what will happen then? And he shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. He maketh wars to cease. That's what Ukraine needs. That's what Eastern Europe needs. That's what the world needs. Not that it's unlawful for various natural methods to be taken into account, to be attempted. But as long as men who reject the King of Kings and the Prince of Peace and the gospel which alone will be exalted on the earth in the destruction of his enemies, and in their eternal ruin, who refused his gospel, he will receive a revenue of praise to the glory of his justice, in their damnation forever. He will be exalted. He will be exalted in among the heathen. He will be exalted in the day of judgment. He will be exalted on the earth in the day of judgment, and up until then in various ways in their destruction. And he will be exalted in the salvation of sinners, bringing them to know peace with God, in causing that the gates of hell will not prevail against them individually, nor the church at large. He will be exalted in their heart, exalted in their affections, exalted in their esteem of him. What a wonder! I will be exalted among the heathen. Yes, exalted in the preaching of the gospel. Is Christ exalted in your own heart? All who ever came to know him, all who ever came to receive him, have found him to be such a one that they could not but love him.